There are now more than 250 mental health courts across the country. Wisconsin has only one that was launched in Eau Claire County last summer. There are only 8 participants, most of whom were referred from the jail. But the judges and social workers involved in running it say it's having a positive impact on those who participate. Presiding Judge Paul Lenz says what's not clear is whether it's saving the county money or jail space. But he says there's another equally important question.
Is it part of what is the county's social responsibility, and that there's a benefit to the rest of the citizens of the county by not having people, you know, creating disturbances and living better lives?
Almost all the offenders that passed the screening for using the court have been in and out of jail for nonviolent disorderly conduct offenses for years. The court connects them with social workers, monitors their medications, and helps them find work until they graduate. Judge Lentz says once the program has been running for another year, the county can do a cost-benefit analysis.
And we will be able to have data on people that we know suffer from mental illness that are in the jail. They will be able to look at, you know, how much is a cost for that person to the county with regard to jail and other services versus what this program is.
Other circuit courts are watching the Eau Claire experiment carefully before deciding whether or not to adopt the same model. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.